St. Marcel Church, its decor. An impression of harmony is striking upon entering St. Marcel Church, thanks to the balanced decor adorning the walls of the choir and five chapels. Built between 1787 and 1792, after the years of anticlerical revolution and the destruction of all religious symbols, Abbot Morin resumed his priestly duties in an empty church in 1802. The pulpit, a magnificent piece bearing a royal crown whose origin is unfortunately unknown, was purchased by the municipality from a carpenter in Avignon in 1804. That same year, the residents of Molins benefited from the sale of the old altar from the Collegiate Church of Villeneuve-les-Avignon, a work by the Mazzetti brothers, which lends a grand air to our country church. A precious monument in white Carrara marble and various coloured marbles, it dates from the 18th century and was restored in 1998. Bernot, an ironworker from Malorcine, crafted the delicate wrought iron gate that closes off the chancel, and Jacquemin, a carpenter from Molins, fitted it with beautiful walnut panelling, also restored. It wasn't until 1829 that the new parish priest, Abbé Goudard, and the members of the church council decided on a decoration for the sanctuary walls. They commissioned Antonio Molinari, a painter from Piedmont who had settled in Borg Sant'Andiole. Thanks to him and his team of Italian painters, Gasparoli and Giovanella, the Church of St. Marcel acquired a unique decoration in the Drôme region. The painters completed the frescoes for all the chancel walls, as well as those in two north chapels, in just 2 years. A few years later, two chapels were built on the south side, followed in 1843 by the baptismal chapel at the north entrance of the church. The current south chapel of Notre-Dame-de-Lourdes did not yet exist. The chancel captivates the eye with its vault depicting the three theological virtues, painted in oil, faith, hope, and charity, as well as a decoration of torches, garlands, and scrolling foliage. The mastery of Trompe-l'Oeil demonstrated by the artists is evident both in the chancel and in the chapels, each with its own unique altarpiece, all in the same style. Molinari and Gasparoli executed six paintings on canvas that adorn the north chapels and the back of the church. The church possesses 17 paintings, 8 of which are listed and 8 of which are classified as historical monuments. Among these is the large Annunciation, at the back of the choir, dating from the 19th century, a reproduction of a painting by François Lemoine. In the chapel to the right of the entrance, the painting Our Lady of Pity, dating from the 17th century, is partly a copy of the Pietà by the Italian painter Caraxi. It was purchased for the Penitence Chapel in 1806 and placed in the church, along with the 18th century wooden altar, when the chapel was deconsecrated around 1950. Finally, one can admire, at the bottom right of the nave, a large linden wood sculpture depicting St. Michael slaying the dragon. Dating from the 17th century, it comes from the St. Michael Chapel in the cemetery, which was the funerary chapel of the Dia family, co-lords of Molins. The St. Marcel Church presents a remarkable unity of style, which led the historic monuments authorities to classify in 1972 all the wall work, as well as the high altar, the pulpit, the St. Michael, and several decorative objects.